Chapter 12. The Voyage to the Country of the Houyhnhnms. It was not long before I started my next voyage. On the 7th of September, 1710, as captain of my own ship this time, the owner of the ship wanted me to sail to the Indian Ocean to do some business for him there. But I was very unlucky. On the way, I had to employ some new sailors from Barbados, but they were men of very bad character. I heard them whispering to the other sailors several times, but I did not suspect what they were planning. One morning, as we were sailing round the Cape of Good Hope, they attacked me and tied me up. They told me they were going to take control of the ship and become pirates. There was nothing I could do. They left me alone on the beach of a small island in the middle of the Indian Ocean. As the ship sailed away, I realized I had no idea where I was. I found a road away from the beach and walked very quietly and carefully along in case I was attacked. Several strange-looking animals were lying in a field, and some were sitting in a tree. Their heads and chests were covered in hair, and they had beards as well. They walked sometimes on two and sometimes on four legs, and could climb trees. They were certainly the ugliest animals I had ever seen in all my travels.